Hironohoshi 240. The betterment of the world can be accomplished through pure and goodly deeds, through commendable and seemly conduct. Baha'u'llah. It was bedtime, and mother was tucking the little ones into bed. After they had each said their prayer, mother read this quote from Baha'u'llah. The betterment of the world can be accomplished through pure and goodly deeds, through commendable and seemly conduct. What does that mean, Mommy? Asked little Anissa, as she hugged her stuffed bear close to her. That's a very good question, Anissa. What does that mean, guys? Mother asked in return. Well, said Shala, I think betterment means making better, so it must mean the world can be made better if people do good and kind stuff. I don't know. That's exactly right, Shala. Good job. But what about the second half, boys? What does through commendable and seemly conduct mean? Yeah, Shala took the easy part and you give us the hard stuff, fussed Riaz. Riaz looked at Asma, Asma looked at Mona, and Mona shrugged her shoulders. Mother smiled and said, it means doing things that are worthy of praise and doing the right thing. So in easy words, the world can become a better place if people act good and kindly. Baha'u'llah is telling us that each one of us has a very great power. We each have the power to change the world into a better place if we do kind and good deeds, so we can all be like heroes. Like Superman, shouted Riaz. Or Spider-Man, or Batman, or Dragon Ball Z, said Asma. Or Ampaman, yelled Anissa, jumping up and down on the bed. With that, everyone laughed. Yes, all of them helped people, didn't they? Said Mother. Now think hard about this. What do you think those heroes felt so that they wanted to help people? Were they just thinking about themselves? Were they trying to become famous or rich? No, Mom, everybody protested at once. They are good guys. Superman is always thinking about justice, said Ozma. And Spider-Man and Batman, too. They don't want bad guys to get hurt. Yes, said Shala. They were all kind and brave. So they thought of other people before themselves, didn't they? Said Mother. That's what pure and goodly deeds and commendable and seemly conduct mean. But Mom, really, put in practical Mona. Superman, Spider-Man, Ampaman? Those are all pretend people. Baha'u'llah wasn't talking about them, right? That's right, Mona, said Mother. Baha'u'llah was talking about Asma. Asma got a surprised look on his face. And Riaz, and you, and Shala, and me, and Daddy, and even little Anissa. Baha'u'llah was talking about every single person that lives on this earth. Every time one of us do or say or even think something kind and good and unselfish, it helps the whole world. Think something? Asked Shala. How can just thinking something help the world? Mother smiled. Abdu'l-Bahá said, when a thought of war comes, oppose it by a stronger thought of peace. A thought of hatred must be destroyed by a more powerful thought of love. So we can help people stop hating and even help put an end to war by just thinking peaceful, loving thoughts. That's how powerful we are. So by doing or saying or even thinking good things, each one of us becomes a hero. Would you like to hear a story about olden day Japan where some ordinary fishermen became heroes? Asked Mother. Fisherman? Asked Riaz. That doesn't sound very exciting. It has samurai and swords and killing in it too, said Mother. Yay! Shouted all the children, and Mother began. In old Japan, on the northern part of the island of Kyushu, there were two little villages. One had a nice long beach for the fishermen to pull their boats in and out of the water for fishing. The other village next to it had only rocks along the shore. There was no sandy beach to take their boats in and out of the water, so it was very difficult for the men to go fishing. This village became poorer and poorer. The people were starving because the men couldn't put their boats into the water to go and catch fish. One day, six men decided to do something about it. They waited until the big, important samurai, who was the ruler of the villages, came by. The men fell on their knees in front of him and begged the samurai to extend the beach of their village so that they would have a place to put their boats into the ocean. Now, in those days, it was very dangerous to do what these fishermen did. They knew that to talk to a samurai directly meant certain death. But the samurai did not kill them immediately. He listened to their plea and was impressed with their bravery. He pointed to a very big rock sitting on the edge of the beach. He told them he would give their village the beach to as far as they could carry that huge boulder. So the men dug up the boulder and, using ropes and poles and harnesses, fixed a way to carry that boulder. On the day when they were to start, all the people from both villages gathered to see how much beach the men would win for their own village and how much beach the other village would lose. The samurai sat in the shade with his long sword. The men heaved the boulder onto their shoulders and slowly started carrying the boulder down the beach. The people from their village cheered, while the people from the other village started yelling and complaining to the samurai. The men kept walking slowly, carrying the huge boulder, and it looked like they were going to walk all the way through the other village's beach. So, to keep peace in the other village, the samurai walked up to where the men were struggling so hard to carry the boulder. Then, pulling out his sword, he cut the ropes, making the boulder crash to the ground. The village was saved. They had a nice long beach, so all their fishermen could put their boats in the water and catch all the fish the village needed. Sadly, the brave men who carried the boulder were put to death, as was the rule of the land when villagers dare speak to a samurai. The men died happily, knowing that their village was safe. Even to this day, in Fukuoka Prefecture, in Tsuyazaki at Shirahama Beach, you can see that boulder and the shrine built for those six brave, unselfish fishermen who gave their lives for their village. As Mother finished the story, she looked at her children and said, "So, what do you think of that story?" "Great!" shouted the boys. "Depressing," said Mona and Shaula, nodded in agreement. "Well, what I wanted to impress upon you is that anyone can do heroic deeds, not just Superman." "Or Ampamon!" shouted Anissa, not wanting to be left out. Mother smiled and continued, "The most important thing is pure motives, to forget about yourself and think about others. Then wisely consider what is the right and good thing to do for that person, even if you don't know them at all. So, I am waiting to see the wonderful and heroic things each one of you do throughout your lives, making the world a better and better place. And I will always be watching, cheering you on, even if I'm on the other side of the world or watching from the next world." And with that, she gave each one of her little munchkins a kiss goodnight.